Jerry Bader Show, 920. The Brewers trying to avoid getting swept at home by the Nationals today. I went to bed last night confident they were going to win that game. They did not. Lost it 4-2 in 16 innings. Boy, they almost played two games. Getting close to that. That's a difficult loss. They don't have a good pitching matchup today. It's interesting to me. Now, the Nationals have a very good pitching staff. No doubt about it. But they squandered a lot of opportunities in that I saw. They are playing, I just think it's indisputable, they are playing better on the road than they are at Miller Park. That the last series that they lost in a while was a home series. Now they've lost another home series. And they have to avoid being swept. Fortunately, the Cardinals fell to the Giants, or the Rockies, I believe. And still 4.5 back from the Brewers. And the Brewers are still, I mean, they're fine. And I think their play in June shows that they are for real. And they're going to be a contender all the way throughout the season. But it seems as though they are just much more, impetuous. They're considered pretty wild at the plate anyway, swinging at stuff. It seems like they're even worse at home. I really thought they were going to win that game. But it's certainly not a panic situation. But it's something to keep an eye on, to be sure. Oh, in the next hour or so, we are going to discuss Thad Cochran's win to retain, well, he's the Republican candidate now for the U.S. Senate in Mississippi and most likely will win. I would argue that he was the underdog to the Tea Party-backed challenger Chris McDaniel. So how did he pull it off? There's an element that I think some people are missing. I'll get to that. And speaking of missing element, there's an element of the IRS scandal that has gone largely unreported. Someone has it today. We'll share all of that with you after 10 o'clock. I want to set this up, and we'll get your thoughts after the news. A while back, and I don't remember when, I wrote a piece for a conservative website that I write for, Right Wisconsin, and I also covered this on the air. There is, when you think of the smoking bans, and now cigarette smoking is banned just about everywhere in public places. I mean, just about everywhere. Wisconsin has a statewide ban. Most states do. You cannot smoke tobacco just about anywhere, you know, except there's little assigned smoking places. Here's what's gotten lost in that. Why did we ban smoking in public places? What was the reason? Now, go ahead. My daughter Mallory's filling in this hour for Jason on the board. That is a correct answer. Secondhand smoke. That we were protecting those around the smoker. In the piece I wrote a while back, and in my conversation on the air at the time, I made the argument that I don't know that that was true. The dangers of secondhand smoke have been debated, but let's just say they're real. Just for sake of this discussion, I argued that they were used as an excuse to treat smokers as a pariah. We don't want them anywhere. I believe that that position on my part has been vindicated by what's happening now with e-cigarettes. Everybody knows what e-cigarettes are, right? Maybe they don't. It's an electronic delivery system of a liquid nicotine, or it's not necessarily nicotine, it could just be flavored, But in the case of people using it other than tobacco cigarettes, it's nicotine. And yeah, there are different. There's e-cigs, vapes, and e-hookahs. My daughter happens to know about all of these. Do vapes operate on a different technology than e-cigs? They're a little different. But in the end, you inhale and exhale a vapor, right? That is the same. There is a move now to treat them as traditional tobacco cigarettes. Even though there is no scientific evidence at this point that they are dangerous even to the user, let alone, yeah, there's no tobacco. There's also no medical evidence at this point that they are a danger to the user, let alone those around them. Yet we're going to ban them anyway. This has started in the community, not started, the latest is the community in which I live, the village of Ashwaubenon, which is in the Lambeau Field area, for those of you outside the Green Bay area, in suburban Green Bay. My daughter and I are going to disagree on this. She says this is the product of old uber conservatives that don't like change. I would disagree that conservatives are behind this nanny state movement, my daughter, who's running the board for Jason. Let me read some of this. The village board approved the e-cig measure Tuesday after some administrators said the village's smoking ban didn't address e-cigarettes and other electronic devices using nicotine. That means no lighting up on school grounds or in village buildings, local businesses, and some park areas under a revised smoking ban. Village officials said school district administrators asked them to address the use of these types of devices in school buildings. Although Ashwaubenon, like other area school districts, forbids students from using e-cigs, officials wanted a policy for adults. Public Safety Chief Eric Dunning supports the new ban. I think the expectation of people, now listen to this. I think the expectation of people is to be free of vapors or other potential smells, he told the village board. I'm hearing from schools and businesses that they don't want this. If smokers want to chain smoke or vapor smoke, they can step away from people to do it. They can also do it in their own home. This is exactly what I was talking about. Smoking bans were supposed to protect the people around you from alleged health hazards. Not being annoyed. Fine, I want a perfume ban. I'm sorry, ladies, but some of you wear scents that make me want to puke. Should you have to stay a certain distance? Yeah, I'll be an equal opportunity basher here. Some of you guys want to lay off the Old Spice. I think there should be an ordinance. This is exactly the claim that I and others have made for a long time. I'm going to get your thoughts on this after the news, because it's coming to your community, trust me. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. You shouldn't be able to do this for the convenience of others. It's 929.